When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once at the house of Srivas Pandit, he was dancing with his devotees. He would especially love to see his devotees dancing, because they were dancing for his pleasure. Therefore, it was an expression of love. Nothing satisfies like love. I remember when I was a little child. If you just remember your parents on their birthday and just give them a little piece of candy, they're in ecstasy. It doesn't matter to them whether you give them a piece of candy or whether you buy them a brand new Mercedes-Benz. It makes no difference. It's just the offering of love that satisfies their heart. So one day, Suklambar Brahmachari, he was dancing ecstatically before the Lord. Let us examine the life of Suklambar Brahmachari. He was very poor. Actually, brahmacharis are supposed to be poor. They're supposed to possess the wealth of bhakti, but the temporary illusions of this world, actually, Prabhupada, he defined the wealth of this world in such a graphic way. Because gold is considered the symbolic standard of wealth, and he said that gold to a great soul is no more valuable than yellow stool. Now, on what occasion does stool become yellow? Usually it's a different color. I'm not going to go into any graphic details, but when you have jaundice, that means when you have a disease in your liver system, then your stool becomes yellow. So that means it's diseased stool, not healthy stool. Now, you may not see a difference because you are not expert on these subject matters. But a hog, hogs don't like to eat yellow stool. To them, yellow stool is worthless. Even a discriminating hog will not accept yellow stool. That's how worthless it is. So Suklambar Brahmachari was very simple. He used to go out every day and beg to at least 10 homes. He would just take little from each home. As he would be begging, he was constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Day and night, always tasting the sweet nectar of the name of Krishna. And as he would be chanting, there would be tears of love in his eyes. Suklambar Brahmachari, he would even beg from the poorest people's homes. And it's not that he would just go to rich people's homes to get some nice bhoga. He would even go to the poorest people's homes. And usually, what do they give you? For those of you who have done madhukari, begging, usually people give you the cheapest thing. The cheapest thing is usually chipped rice. They just throw a little chipped rice. So Suklambar Brahmachari, he lived very poor. He had a little house on the bank of the Ganges, little hut. And he had a little satchel. Just a torn up little bag he used to carry around his shoulder. And he would take his alms in that bag. And in all of Navadvip, nobody knew that he was an important person. Everyone simply considered that he was just a very ordinary, typical, impoverished beggar. But he was always absorbed in ecstatic love. He would go home to his little hut. He would offer all the bhoga to Krishna, and then he would take it. Such a simple life. So on this day, he was dancing so blissfully, just completely liberated from all anxieties as he was calling out the names of Krishna. And the devotees, they were smiling upon seeing his blissful dance. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his satchel just swinging back and forth as he was dancing in so many various ways, and he was smiling. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Suklambar Brahmachari's devotion that he went and sat on the throne of Vishnu, put himself in the pose called Virasan. Then he said, Sukalambar, come here. Birth after birth, you are my poverty-stricken beggar. Birth after birth, you go house to house begging for alms. In Dwarka, birth after birth, he said, I accept the alms that you have begged. In Dwarka, you appeared as Sudama Vipra. Do you remember? I ate that rice that you begged, that old chipped rice. And Goddess Lakshmi herself prevented me from taking more. He said, my greatest treasure is to eat the food that you offer me. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right in front of everybody's eyes, he reached his beautiful hand into the satchel of Suklampar Brahmachari, took a handful of broken pieces of rice and ate it. Then he took another handful, another handful, another handful, and another handful. Suklampar Brahmachari cried out, Lord, now I am lost. These are old broken pieces of rice at the bottom of my bag. It is not fit for you. He fell to the ground. Lord Chaitanya just kept eating it with tears of ecstasy in his eyes. He said, I will not accept even heavenly nectar from anyone who does not have devotion. But this rice is the very ultimate perfection of all fulfillment to my heart. When the devotees heard the Lord glorifying the rice of Suklambar Brahmachari, saw him eating it in great ecstasy, their hands were over their heads weeping and crying. At that time, they were just so full of wonder that an incredible kirtan manifested in the house of Srivas to celebrate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great lesson to the world. Let us analyze what happened. According to the scriptures, if you offer some food to the Lord, you have to offer the proper mantras, you have to offer the proper mudras, you have to make the offering according to the particular regulative principles. Otherwise, the Lord will never accept it. But in this case, Suklambar Brahmachari didn't even offer it. The Lord just took it. He didn't offer any mantra, tantra, yantra, or mudra. Nothing. But yet the Lord accepted it as the most delicious, satisfying offering because he had love. The essential principle of all the rules and regulations of the scriptures is that we should develop love. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, where there is pure love, that love crushes and pounds all regulative principles to powder. Devotees follow the regulative principles an example for others if they have pure love of God. But they are not bound to these things because Krishna is not... The regulative principles are the means of regulating our life so that we can gradually become free from material entanglement and awaken love of God. But once that love of God is awakened, that is the ultimate offering that Krishna accepts. Again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proved to the world that the greatest of all wealth is bhakti.